Chapter 1. But I'm always the one, said the ego. It's me, it's always me, it's always been me. If it weren't for me, nothing would ever happen. And even when you do try, something always seems to go wrong. Wow. Okay, hold up, wait. There's a lot of thoughts of things to think at once. There's also a lot of words for someone to hear all at once. And to think, it all began with one thought, that whisper you heard saying, but I. Sound familiar? Have you ever heard that whisper? I'm sure you have. We all have. So the question is this. Are you really feeling this way, or is your ego that's feeling this way and trying to pull you in? The better question is, what you're hearing even true? Probably not. Think about it. If it weren't for me, nothing would ever happen. Seriously? That could not be further from the truth. In fact, that couldn't possibly be true. Yet, it's something that you're led to believe. First there's the whisper, then the feelings, then the false truth. And the false truth is connected to your false self, otherwise known as your ego. The reality is, if there's no one literally making you do anything, you are doing all that you do because you want to do it. This may be a little hard to hear and accept, but it's the truth. Interestingly enough, the voice inside your head, your ego, is usually silent during the doing. In other words, your ego doesn't start to speak until things turn out differently than you would have hoped for or believed. And when this happens, it needs someone to blame, as if you didn't have a choice. Crazy, right? Simply put, if you're feeling like you're always the one, then you're choosing to be the one. If you want a different result, it's time to do something different. Moving forward, I strongly encourage you to do what you do simply because you want to do it. Remember, you always have a choice. You can choose to let go of the expectation as it relates to how you think others should respond to your doing, or you can choose to allow your ego to convince you that you're always the one. Here's the problem with always thinking you're the one. It leaves you feeling like others are not doing anything. It leaves you feeling like others don't care. It leaves you feeling like you should stop doing all that you do, which could actually be the complete opposite of what you really want, or even what's best for you. It leads you to compare what you do to what others are doing or not doing. So what are some solutions? Be aware. Listen for the voice, not to the voice. Accept that people are different and may act and respond differently than you. When in doubt, ask questions. It's the only way you would really know. Don't assume, express yourself more freely and with respect. Full disclosure, there will be times when you're always the one. However, it's critically important that you understand that you're doing things because you want to. Your ego will do its best to convince you that it's unfair and that you have no choice. This is what it does to protect itself, and we'll discuss this later. But believe me, you always have a choice. The greatest conflicts are not between two people, but between one person and himself. Garth Brooks.